Blog Talk Radio.
Then I am left with all this love and all these dreams and no place to put them.
Number Daytime After Dark, the one and only show that loves Carly Crimson Jacks so much, you know, and I'm not going to, you know, lie about it anymore. I am not going to apologize for my Carly love anymore. I'm done. I am done. I am sick of everyone bashing the hell out of her when really she had done nothing wrong. I haven't had a show in a couple of weeks. I'm so happy to be back. But first things first, people, you know, probably the main reason I watch General Hospital, who and Liz. But if a slowdown between Liz and Carly came, I have to go on my little Carly side. And am I going to get whipped to shreds about it? Yeah, but I don't give a shit. I am done being the nice one. I'm not going to be nice anymore. Okay, we will be talking about Carly all night long, too. All night long. Okay, I won't sing, but... Okay, and another thing, happy birthday to Mr. Steve Burton of YNL, who used to play Carly's best friend, Jason, but left her, and Carly thinks he's presumed dead, but he's not really presumed dead, people. Happy birthday to Steve Burton. I love you. You know, come on Daytime After Dark sometime. Like, you sort of came on Late on Radio and Daytime After Dark when you were on, you know, General Hospital. Let's see, what else? Some radio shows that are happening is Let's Go Back in Time. I believe she's on Monday and Wednesday and some Thursdays on the Block Talk Network. A new show that everyone, if no one is doing anything Sunday nights, is Soap Party 411 on Talk Show, so you might want to check that out. The Rand Room, Saturday nights, but she took a little leave, so I don't know when Allie's coming back for the Rand Room. But my favorite radio thing of all time, of all everything, is my co-host. And, you know, I call him my Jason because he really is. Ladies on Radio has a show tonight, right after mine, 8:30. 8:30, 10:30 Central. And let me bring her on. Hey!
Hello! Me and Amanda are here.
Hello!
Yay! So, yeah, I'm not taking any more shit about Carly anymore, you too. I'm done. I'm
You're
done.
On a roll.
I'm on a roll, and I just want to say, Target, Walmart, everyone, you're pissing me off by what you're doing in Paula Deen. And, you know, you guys are wrong, and I called Target, and I called Walmart today, and I was yelling at them people. And I'm not going to apologize. I think what's going on with Paula Deen in the news is wrong. You say something 20 years ago, and it comes and bites you in the ass. Come on. I say things every day that bites me in the ass, and no one is, like, yanking or anything out of me. So, yes. Oh, and we have another call. 901.
Hello.
Hi.
It's Celia on Twitter.
Yay. Oh, my God. Thank you for calling. I'm so happy you called in because, you know, I need all the Carly love that I can possibly get on the show. And, you know, the last couple of weeks as Carly fans, we've been getting beat up on, and really, I'm sick of it.
Yes, me too. I mean, like I told you I think we were talking last night. I've been fighting this battle by myself for years. And I'm not only a Carly fan, but I'm a Jason Carly fan. And everybody, you know, that is other pairings with Jason hates Carly. And it's like I've always said, to love Carly, you have to understand her. And Jason completely understands her and still wants to be her friend and still loves her. And I'm sorry, but Jason wanted to be there.
Yeah.
Like, you have me on the perfect subject right now. I will go off.
Well, I just feel ever since the Franco thing, people have it on her ass, and I'm done. I am done. Because, you know, if it were me, and my co-host can tell you, I would have done the same ass thing of Franco. I would have ordered the head. When she said the Franco should have died yesterday, I was clapping. Yes, I was. And, you know, so I don't think what she did was so wrong. I mean, if anyone, I'm blaming the whole debacle, and I know I'm going to get tweets about this, and I don't care anymore. I blame Olivia. Olivia got herself stopped by you know, going in there and getting, you know, interfering. None of that would have gone down to Olivia and Keith.
I was watching that scene, and it kind of threw me back. I don't know how long you guys have been watching, but when she did the hit, I was like, oh, Lordy. Because it threw me back to 98 when she called the dock strike so many years ago. And I was like, oh, my goodness, this is not going to turn out right. And I always shake my head at Carly. I was just like, oh, Lordy. And it was so funny because I'm like, I need Jason. I need Jason to come, you know. It's one of those things. It's hard. I'm happy for Steve. I'm Y&R, and I do watch Y&R. And I'm loving Chelsea and Dylan.
I love Dylan
and Billy's bromance.
Me too. I'm enjoying that. Oh, we have another call. Oop. I will block number you on the air. Of course that would happen to me tonight. Okay, fine. You're going off the air. You're not saying anything. If you want to say anything, press one. Block number who just hung up. Sophie goes, you blame Olivia? I blame Sonia. I'm reading things in this album. I would blame Son if anyone. Well, I sort of do blame Son, but yeah, I kind of blame Olivia in a way because she didn't have to go interfering. She should just let that hit one down. And, you know, Franco would have been out of everyone's life, and Carly was only protecting her kids, and people should not be that mad at her. I don't think. I mean, I think this is bullshit.
I agree. I mean, like I've always said, and you will see, if you, like, follow me, you will see, and we get our Carly discussions, you will see me say this multi times. You can say whatever you want about Carly, but she loves her kids. And she would do anything for her kids.
Yeah.
And she's proved that over and over the years.
And, you know, the thing is, people don't realize because they are too stupid to realize this, is she doesn't have Jason around. Sophie goes, why are you so concerned when we knew it was Ava? Okay, yeah, it was Ava, but Carly got bashed over the railing for 2 weeks for this. That's why I'm so concerned about it, people. The amount of Carly bashing I got in 2 weeks, more than I've gotten in the last 5 years. And so that's why I'm pissed. I am pissed because no other character gets the bash out of them, and, you know, everyone else gets a pass. No other character on the show gets bashed and much as my girl, and I'm sick of it.
Well, I have to say Elizabeth, because I've been on boards and I've been on Twitter, but Elizabeth gets it too sometimes, but
you know, I mean, like I said,
there's one flooding between the two of them, where the fans are concerned, you know? So
I mean, when Liz called Carly a slut this week, I thought, okay, that is not a nice thing to call. And number one, she is not a slut. And number two, AJ and Liz were done. End of story. Them sleeping together had no bearings on it. And calling Carly a slut and all this was wrong. I'm sorry. They had no right to call Carly a slut this week on that because, you know, I will go with my son's defense. They were on a fucking break. They broke up. Liz said to AJ, get the hell out of my life. He got the hell out of his life. Called me easy, hooked up. End of story. It was a bad, bad, bad decision on both of their parts. But for calling to get raked over the coals for this.
But not just, you know, not just the last 2 years, but, I mean, 2 weeks, sorry, 2 weeks, but since 96, you know, since she came to Poor Child, you know, she's always been the bad girl. And the,
you know,
I,
and, yeah,
the,
I mean,
the bottom out part is she admits she's the bad girl. She's like,
I'm glad.
And I'm not taking it back, you know.
In this album, someone said, so you don't like Liz? No, I never, okay, Liz on radio, have I ever said I didn't like Liz?
That's, no, no.
I love Liz.
Incorrect.
I'm probably,
of what Carly's saying.
I've talked to Carly about, I mean, Carly, you know, I love all three girls, actually, Sam, Elizabeth, and, Carly. So, but Carly's my girl, and I'm always Team Carly first and foremost. So when it comes to,
yeah,
you know,
I mean, that's how I feel too. I will put Carly, I will put Carly like above anyone else. And you know, I'm sorry, I do love Elizabeth. Don't get me wrong. Don't think my Elizabeth love isn't over. No, I just said. I'm just asking, I'm new to try and figure things out. Okay. No, I was a Liz and Jason fan for years. You know, that cover broke my heart, twisted my heart, did so many things, bad things to my heart. And I'm on Team Liz and AJ for romance. Don't get me started with the Liz and Nicholas fans right now, because I want to, like, throw them. But I want to, like, beat all of them up because they have no sense of whatever. Because, really, you know, it's crazy.
It's like walking incest.
Thank you.
Yes.
What did she say?
It's like watching incest because I feel like they had more of a brother and sister relationship until
yeah.
the whole 2009 thing happened.
It's very funny because when I like a couple that I'm not supposed to like, I always blame the actresses for their because like with Laura and even with Rebecca, they just had chemistry, great chemistry with everybody they're on screen with. And it's just like, okay, I'm not supposed to like them, but damn, they're hot. Just like AJ and AJ and Carly. It's like, I have been enjoying loathing those two as a couple for 15 years. I've been enjoying loathing AJ for 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
But I've also, with that being said, I'm also a Sean fan. And I have always been a Sean fan. Nothing you can get to Philly, but he was just not AJ to me, personally, in my opinion. So me hating him, you know, I enjoyed it. But then it's like, all in, like, 30 minutes, they make me like this couple. And it's like Laura and Sean just have that chemistry. So, even though sometimes I want to strangle AJ still. But.
Yeah, but, I mean, I'm so freaked. Ask me about if I like Sam. What did she do that made you heal? Okay, my heat for Sam, do we have all night? Really? Let's see. See the con artist, see the slut. She came into town, so with Zach and Sunny on the same night, let me remind you. Let's see. Who and Jason did not belong together at all. Sam needed to, like, go to Alice Bates as far as I'm concerned. Sam, isn't it a slut? Oh, okay. See, isn't a slut? Oh, okay. Leilon, you want to take it from here before I lose it?
Well, I don't know. I'm not in the chat room because my computer's being a butt.
Uh,
so.
Okay, well, you know what? See, it's like, in my opinion, I can't stand that whining.
I like Bucky and Sam. That's my opinion. I like Bucky and Sam.
Well, Lucky and Sam, I understood, okay? But, you know, Sam and Jason got slapped down our throats to everything. And I'm sorry, to me, it was unwatchable. Kelly, Monaco, and Steve had no chemistry whatsoever. It was laughable, lost.
And Jason, you know, and the way that they, you know, they got together, the only reason Jason did it was for Carly, so she could keep the family, you know, together.
Well, yeah, I mean,
Carly and Michael.
You know, I mean, at the end of the day, I love my girl, but Carly, you were not thinking when you threw them together. But I forgive you for that
well,
very distressing.
Actually, Carly didn't like it at first.
Well, no, true, yeah.
Because I say that because I just watched the scene where he was like, I'm going to be, you know, and she's like, and then she goes, when did Sam become more important than me? And he goes, it is not, you know, I'm doing this for you and for the boys.
Yeah, and you know, Sam could never get on board with the Zolly love and the Zolly relationship. And so what if Carly needed him 24 hours a day? Jason was her rock. Jason was her everything. Jason was the one person that could make everything okay. And, I'm the first one to admit I miss Jason and, you know, Jason and Carly's relationship.
I feel like
if Jason hadn't died and this whole Franco thing happened on Jason Ross, he would have said, he would have stopped it, but he would have killed his brother himself for Carly, for Jocelyn, for Michael. After what he did on Michael, I'm sorry, Franco, you know, ordered Carter. Yeah, Franco might have said don't touch him, but Carter touched him. Carter raped him. It was Franco's fault. Franco brought Carter into Michael's life. I'm sorry, I solely hold Franco 100% responsible for that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep, I agree. I agree totally. You know, talking about the rape, I just watched those scenes the other night, and it's still tough to watch, especially when he goes to Jason and talks to Jason about it. And it's like, oh, just, you know, just throw, rip out my heart and throw it across the room, because it was just so hard to watch. And people wonder why I will always say that Michael is Jason's son.
Yep,
he
that's
acts
how I feel.
More like a father.
That's how I feel, too.
Because he acts more like a father than in the same, you know, and nothing against Sonny, you know, because I think, you know, but when it comes to the person he loves, versus his kids, it's just one of those things, you know. But that's for another night.
The last couple of weeks on dates has been very, very hard for me. It was because for Sonny to turn on Carly the way he did made me so mad. Him pulling a gun on her, I wanted to go be a municipal that day. I'm like, okay, that is not okay. You know, Carly did not know Olivia was going to do what happened. She didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
So don't pull a gun on your ex-wife. That is not cool.
after you shot her in the damn head because your enemy was helping her birth your
exactly.
son.
Exactly.
Just saying.
And Carly forgave him for shooting her in the head. So why couldn't Sunny forgive Carly over this?
Mm-hmm.
So Freako, I think Sunny put the fear and got into Carly. No, I don't think Sunny put the fear into Carly. Sophie said, I don't think he really would have never killed her. Regardless if Sunny would have killed his ex-wife or not, he should have never done what he did, in my opinion.
Agreed.
Because you love her. At the end of the day, you guys have kids together. At the end of the day, you guys love each other. At the end of the day, you guys need each other more than ever now that Jason's gone. So why do that? Why? You guys still love Jason. You guys both hate Franco. Sunny told Dante, you know, when Dante was talking about Elena and all that, in Sunny's head, he was thinking about Franco, like, oh, yeah, I want the son of the bitch dead. So I'm sorry. Sunny acted way too... Sunny did not act quickly. Sunny is supposed to be a fucking mob boss. He should have did the hit and not killed and not waited for some information. He should have just took Franco down the moment he laid eyes on that son of the bitch.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean...
Exactly.
Everyone in that room wanted that guy dead that night. Everyone wanted that guy dead. And everyone wanted information on Jason. But, come on, Franco never really had... You know, Franco never really had... You know, a chance. You know, Franco should have been dead. Franco should have been dead man walking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so...
And at this point, Carly should have shot Franco. At least she would have hit his ass.
Well, yeah, I mean, I was playing that. I'm like, super son of a bitch. And then when Sam had the gun, had the sands, Sam could have been a hero in everyone's eyes. But no, she hit him and, you know, wanted him in jail. Okay, Sam, that is bullshit. This guy allegedly raped you, and you want him in jail, and you don't want the son of a bitch dead for all the torment he did to Jason? You know, come on, it's crazy.
And Jason's family, you know, because he went after Jocelyn.
Yeah.
And... You know, he's right up there with Mr. Jerry Zapp. I love Jerry, so.
Well, Jerry, you know, that is one guy Jason would love taking down. But if it wasn't for Carly being married to Dax, that is the only reason Jerry Dax is still breathing to this day.
Yep.
The only reason. The only reason. So, well, I mean, I haven't watched all of this week because I've been busy and life's been crazy, but what has been your favorite moment of the whole week?
Besides Sabrina and Patrick?
I love Sabrina and Patrick.
I love Sabrina and Patrick. And I wish somebody would push her in that wheelchair off a cliff. Just say, and while we're at it, I can push Avery right off the cliff with it.
Mm-hmm.
I know you love Avery, but I could not.
I love Avery. So I'm glad.
That's only because I'm a Sharon Nick fan at heart.
Okay, just so you know, and I know ladies on radio and Amanda are like saying, oh shit, this is not going to be good. I can't stand Sharon. I want to jump her off the cliff and see how many times she can die 75,000 ways, and I'm not happy with Nick right now. Nick is pissing me off. Nick needs to man up and tell everyone the truth about Summer. It needs to fucking come out.
Can I say I called that shit, like, 5 years ago when she was
pregnant?
Yes, so did I. I'm just saying, I called that, and I was like, and then they, of course, they, you know, they did what soaps do, and they aged the kids 10 years. And I was like, oh, okay, so she's going to stay Nick, not thinking anything about it. And then they bought it up. I was like, thank you. There's a soap god somewhere. So,
well,
but he needs to man up and tell him.
Yeah. Oh, boy, this is host. Well, I'm, okay, so freak, I know you've never listened to my show, but I can come up with being a host. I will just tell him like it is. And, you know, I mean, but I do love Zach and Phyllis, I may say. I love Zach and Phyllis. I love them. I was a Nick and Phyllis fan for years, but I also like Phyllis and Zach together. But the way, you know, I mean, now that we know Michelle Stafford is leaving, I want to know how they are going to write who out. I mean,
I don't like Avery because she's messing, you know, with my Dylan and Chelsea love. So,
I love
want the
Avery.
Secret to come out. I kind of want the secret to come out.
I don't want the secret to come out. I say some secrets to stay buried.
Well, we know. We know how secrets stay not so secret in soaps. But yeah.
And, what was I going to say? I love Dylan and Chelsea. I think they are so cute. I cannot stand Adam.
You're not the only one.
I want to kill Adam. I want to slap him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to slap him. Okay, why would you want a relationship based on a high? Lie. You know what? Relationships are always based on some kind of lie. Okay, number one. And number two, they are so freaking cute together, Chelsea and Dylan, that, you know, it doesn't bother me that this is like one little lie. I mean, really, people have gotten to relationships quicker, you know.
And how cute was that proposal? Just saying.
I loved it.
That proposal, I swilled like a 13-year-old girl. Like, literally. I was like, oh, my God. It's so cute. So, you know, and like I said, I've been enjoying Dylan. It's the side of Steve that we haven't seen for a long time, you know.
A long, long time.
Yeah, a long, long time. Like I always said, and like I have been saying, I've been missing Jason and Carly, so I've been watching a lot of Jason and Carly on YouTube. But in a lot of the older episodes, when Sarah played Carly, and when they were a family with Michael, and I'm like, Jason hasn't been that happy since, you know, that time. And everybody's like, well, he's happy with Sam. I'm like,
well, he was happy with Elizabeth.
Well, yeah, he was. But, I'm like, you know, and I love Elizabeth and Jason. I do. But with Elizabeth,
she, I don't think, would have ever made it in the mob. I think she could have handled it to a point, but I don't think fully she could handle it. And that's just my personal opinion.
I disagree. I think she could have handled their life, you know. I think she could have handled the life great. And I think it's boasted that people, you know, want to say that she couldn't. No one, forget, never really gave her a fucking chance to do that. People never gave her a chance to do it. You know, and it made me mad. And still to this day, it makes me mad. Oh, we have another call. 631. We are on the air.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hi. How's it going?
Good. It's going good.
Yeah. So I thought I'd just call in and share my Carly love.
Go for it. You know, this is the number one show to come on and tell you love, call the love, and you won't fucking get buzzed for it, so go on.
Yeah. So, today's scenes were pretty good. Her and Mara West were pretty good, you know?
Well, yeah, they are always good.
Mm-hmm.
It helps that they're two good actresses, too.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Oh, Morty. They're a powerhouse to be reckoned with.
I hope you see some more scenes with them.
Mhm.
I think you're gonna see a lot more of Ava and Carly down the road. I really do.
Carly is Morgan Anna Michaels' mom, and Ava is a Kiki's mom,
mm-hmm.
So you would kind of expect there would be some tensions there.
Oh, well, you know, and I'm sorry, and I know a lot of people, I'm going to get sick for this, but I don't care. I want Michael and Kiki. I'm on the Michael and Kiki bandwagon.
It's kind of creepy that it's kind of cousins. It's kind of like...
I don't think she's the real Lauren.
I don't think they're going to turn out that way, though.
I agree with Amanda.
They just needed a reason to bring all three of those characters back as a new character right away.
Yeah.
And that was the easiest way for them to do it with having Franco and Kiki father and daughter, so Roger and Kristen would be father and daughter still.
Yeah, again.
But somehow, some way, I feel like there's some shadiness either on Heather's end of it, or there's some shadiness of if he really was the twin to begin with. Shadiness behind the whole thing to me.
And he might end up being like sort of like the fake Franco.
Yeah. So that's the only way I'm wrapping my head around it, or I wouldn't be able to wrap my head around it because right now they are cousins, but they wanted those relationships to kind of, since they couldn't have Michael and Star and John and Sam and Carly and Todd, some way they're trying to rework it so they can still be in scenes together and still somehow have connection.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. 100%.
But don't you feel like the last couple of weeks of ZH, you know, is crazy that we are not seeing everyone that we usually see on there, that, you know, the newbies are taking more of a hit than the, you know, regular people? I mean,
that's
why they're cheaper to have on. they're cheaper to have on, so
that's,
they save budget.
Yeah, I understand that, but it's, that might cost them in the end.
Well, yeah,
you know?
but that's why they're trying to throw out so much airtime to different people to me, because some weeks they save money and they save on budget, and it just seems easier for them to do that, even though it hurts the fans of the show that are there watching
mm-hmm.
for the bit. So
yeah.
That's,
you know, and Ron and Frank are getting, you know, run through the coals too, and you know, I don't always agree with them, but, and I'll probably get run over the coals for this one, but at this point, they're better than Guza, because me don't like them. So, I'll probably get run over the coals, but I really don't care. So,
not that
I
would get run over the coals. I feel the same way. They've done a lot of good. It's just, I don't feel, show-wise, on air, they have done a lot of good in the past year. But I just feel like sometimes certain situations are not fully truthful.
Mm-hmm.
And like, more behind-the-scenes stuff I have problems with than actually on air.
Right.
Yeah, it's kind of sad, you know. It's like
more with
sad.
The leaves and the let goes and the firings and stuff like
yeah.
that. I have issue with more than what's actually on air.
I mean, what did you guys think of the Kelly Sullivan filing this week? I mean, come on, this is bullshit.
Does not make sense. Why did they fire her and then fire the actress before her who played Kate? Like,
it's probably one of the most stupidest fucking things you could ever do is fire such a great actress like her.
I'm glad you brought that up, because I was about to bring up the Kelly firing.
I mean, there's a lot of links. There's a lot of petition. There's a lot of links posted. Like,
I
tweeted some on my Twitter.
We can
like,
you know, if we put our power to it, we can do it. We saved Becky when they fired her.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I retweeted a lot of the links for all the links to write them, call them, tweet them,
for sure.
Hashtag them. Pretty much everything is on there.
Whether or not they will listen is the question.
So far it's pretty much we've been ignored, because I feel like there had to be thousands, because I do follow her fan club and her official fan page account on Twitter.
Yeah.
And there has been thousands retweeted or tweeted or posted
mm-hmm.
to them directly.
And
they pretty much skipped over all of them just to answer questions about Oprah and writing and politics and just skipped over all of the support messages. So that's why I'm saying even more than tweeting would be the ABC comment line, or actually writing to ABC /Frank / Ricky, who runs ABC Daytime.
Call.
Actually directly.
And also call, too.
Yeah. It's whether or not they are stubborn enough to want to listen to the fans, and if they actually really want to listen to the fans.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't think they want it.
That's the gamble.
Yeah, honestly, I don't think they want to. That's just my impression, that Frank and Ron don't want to listen to the fans. They've made up their mind, and they said, it's done, move on.
That's what I'm saying. I have more of a problem with their personal behind-the-scenes stuff than what it actually is airing on TV.
I watch
the show, but
some of the stuff airing on TV isn't bad. Some of the stuff is questionable. It's like, why are they airing that? It's no point. It's like,
I mean, but people, if you want to bug Ron and Frank, I'm sure they will be at fan club weekend, and Liaison Radio, and I will be at fan club weekend.
If I was in the States, I'd probably go myself.
Well, actually, Frank might actually be late or not show up to the main cast found if his wedding runs long, because he has a wedding to attend that same day.
For the fan event in July.
Yeah,
because he said in one of his daytime Emmy videos that he might be late to the event because he has a wedding that day.
Cecily, are you going? I mean, are you going to a fan club weekend?
To me? No, I'm not this year. I know. I'm still gonna go once. Probably next year. I'm gonna try to.
Well, yeah, I would love to meet you because I'm going to the, well, you probably guessed, I'm going to the Lola White event, you know. People should not be shocked by that, but I cannot wait. I cannot wait because I cannot wait to meet you.
I would definitely. I'm going to save up my money. it's hard out here for a single mom.
I kind of I kind of wish I could go to one, but kind of living in Canada kind of defeats that purpose. It's like they don't come down here, so.
Well, they don't come down south either. I think they're scared of the southerners.
They don't go down. I live in Seattle, and they never again come here either. So, you know.
They're scared of southerners.
I wish they would come here because it would be nice. But, you know, I don't mind going there and seeing all of them. It's going to be a crazy weekend. And don't worry, I will report every little thing I see there, and
especially the war event. I need to know. You're my eyes and ears.
Okay.
And the fans want to know.
Exactly, and so I won't have a show next week because it's 4th of July, and I need to take a break. You know, 4th of July is always crazy. And, you know, a lot of people take off 4th of July. I mean, red blood American people usually take off for the, both. I don't know what you guys are doing, but, you know, I think the 4th of July should be relaxed for weekend.
Yes.
And the states have their holiday on the 4th, and we have our holiday on the 1st.
Oh, you said you're all in Canada. Okay.
Yes.
I have a little bone to pick with Canada, but it's not that you're from Canada or anything, so don't, you know. No.
Okay, what's the bone?
I'm pissed off that Canada gets the soap a day ahead. That pisses me off more than a lot of things. I mean, that is not fair.
We only get Y&R a day ahead. That's the only thing we get a day ahead.
I know. I have a couple friends of that are from Canada, and they posted. I'm like, damn you!
We've had that agreement in place up here for like about 25 years. It's been going on for
Where I could watch it, but then their computer broke, so I had to stop. So I was ahead and on Canada schedule, and then I kind of had to go back to U.S. schedule.
Yeah.
I don't blame Canadians themselves. I just think it sucks that you guys are a day ahead with Ryan on. We have to wait that one day. Sid might fly, like something bad might happen, and we have to wait one more day, and that makes me kind of crazy.
It kind of sucks.
Because, you know, I can watch Friday Cliffhangers of Y&R being beat Days of Our Life. I cannot watch General Hospital Cliffhanger Friday ever, because it does something to my psyche. I know.
There's a wall.
Do you guys watch any any other soaps besides the
I don't really watch Days now. I haven't watched Days in a long time, actually.
Weiner, Days, and GH are the ones that I still watch.
I'm enjoying Days of Our Life. I'm enjoying Days of Our Life so much right now.
It's probably the best show. It's probably the best show on TV. And it won. And it won the best show for a reason. Is because. Because it's been very good lately.
As bad as this is about to sound, but you know what? I really don't care. They used to get overlooked because there were so many soaps when all the soaps before all the cancellations and all that, you know, I was kind of happy of all the nominations and stuff this year because they kind of got overlooked a lot over the years because of all the other, you know, little soapy soaps. You know, you have the CBS soaps, and you have the ABC soaps. And here's Little Days, you know, all on their, you know, after they canceled Passions, of course. You know, and before that was Another World.
Passions was a mess, and canceling Another World was just stupid.
Passions, personally. The last couple of years were kind of woo-woo, but... So the woo-woo, I just, you know, kind of went along with it. So I'm like, it's Passions, why not? But, you know, the first, you know, 3 or 4 years was really good, honestly. I thought it was good.
The first couple of years of Passions wasn't too bad, but then when James E. Reilly started to incorporate almost every storyline with rape, it kind of was like, oh, you can do this again? It's like, oh, again and again. It turned into almost GH again. It was bad. It was like, oh.
Well, in other GH contract news, even though Kelly Sullivan was let go this week, Lisa Lucicero was given a new contract. So there's good news, and then there's bad news this week for the Falconeri clan.
I'm like, damn, why couldn't they kill Dante?
They decided to get rid of Kelly, but they decided to keep Lisa. I have no problem with
that.
It's just weird. It's just they want to make Olivia with Sunny, so they get rid of Kelly.
Yeah.
But with me is, I don't think a pairing should ever, 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 ever decide a character's fate. Because fans, somehow, some way, no matter who you pair them with, someone will end up liking them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
There's always going to be a rival fan base.
And it goes with, you know, the actors or actresses or whatever, you know, when they start dating each other. And then as soon as they break up,
yeah, it's kind of
there
awkward.
There goes the couple.
It's kind of really awkward.
You know, and it's like, alrighty then.
I
just think it's been a crazy roller coaster this year on that list of Lecos, leaves, and firings between, I mean, obviously some were the actor's choice and obviously some were their choice, but it's been a roller coaster year.
A friend of mine on Twitter goes, she just started naming all the people, Julie, Steve, Scott, you know, all of them that have reigned in. And they're like, who's next?
Well, that's what I'm saying. You got Julie, you got Steve, you got Scott, you got Nathan, Eric, Lindsay, Kelly.
Uh-huh.
Brandon.
Brandon.
Between Leaves and Lecos. That is quite a roller coaster ride for 1 year on a soap.
And a lot
and then
of
you
them
have about
on their own.
Let's see how many new people. One, you have Britt, Sabrina, Ellie, Brad, Taylor, EJ, Rafe, Ava.
Felix.
It's become too overpopulated with newbies and not enough vets. That's the problem.
I mean,
I love
most of the
everybody.
Actresses and actors, but...
they can get rid of everybody but Sabrina and Felix because I am so pimping Felix as Carly's new best friend.
Yes.
Because I can so see them, like, scheming together. Yeah.
Well, no, never get me wrong. Like, I actually do love most of the actors and actresses, new or vet, and love all the cast. But when it comes down to watching for your faves or just having nothing but the new people, then you get kind of nervous, like, oh, no, what the heck's happening to my show? But I really do like all of them, really. Like, I don't have a problem with any of them. It's just that when it comes to newbie versus vet, the vets are always supposed to win, and they haven't lately, so that's the scary part.
They haven't, and they have, you know, and like I was talking earlier, you know, about watching the older episodes, it was such a different show. It's like I'm watching a total different show.
I don't know if you saw SoapNet, but if you watch the morning episodes, different.
Do what? Yeah.
If you still have SoapNet, if you watch, like, the morning little episodes that they have sometimes, like throwback episodes, it's like, seems like you're watching a completely different show.
Because it was more character-based than plot-based. And people were bitching about the mob, and people were bitching about not having the mob. And it's like, you can't make everybody happy.
No,
now,
no.
I love the mob. Don't get me wrong. But back in the 90s,
are we talking
there,
about the years,
like,
or are we talking about the earlier years?
Earlier years. So I don't even remember when Goose started.
I think in like in
I'm
90,
talking about 90s.
Like in 90s, maybe 93, 94.
But then he left for a long time. And then he came back, I think, in like 2000.
I'm not sure if he helped write his a storyline or not. Like, I'm not sure, like, if that was him or not.
Yeah, so, but I know he was there, and then he left for, like, a while, and then he came back.
And then after that, they brought in the woman from AMC. She came on, and then she got fired pretty quickly, and after that, they brought back Guzzo.
Yeah. But like I was saying, you know, but the mob was there, but it wasn't all about the mob. Not everybody on the show was a part of the mob, you know. It kind of got ridiculous. It's like, if you weren't involved with the mob, then you didn't have a storyline. It's like, really? It's called General Hospital.
I love the mob, though. I did.
I do, too. But it kind of got annoying.
The mob never
annoyed me. Yeah, they did kind of take over the show. The mob did
because
take over the
took
show
over.
For a while.
It was based on the three characters, Jason, Carly, Sonny, which I love Jason, Carly, don't get me wrong. But it's like, okay, I like other characters, you know, I want to see other people. Because that was back when they were pissing me off. I love Carly, but sometimes I want to slap the shit out of her.
I agree.
I'm like, Carly's one of those characters I love to hug and hit at the same time. If I could do it, I would. Like, what are you thinking, Carly?
She's hot and she's cold.
You
want to love her for sometimes, and then after that, you really want to
strangle her.
Yes.
No, you don't. No, you don't. You don't ever
when she
want
does
to bring her heart at all.
When she does see her, like, sleep with Sunny twice, three times.
At times,
how many
you do
ever talk?
Because of the choices she makes.
Oh, see, but I've never really been a big Carly Sunny fan to begin with. So, I started liking them when Tamara took over the role as Carly.
Yeah.
But they're better co-parents and friends.
I have to disagree. I want to see Carly and Sunny back in the limo having sex. For me, that was incredible. I loved it. I was a happy person that day.
My favorite version of Carson, though, was Sunny with Maurice and Tamara.
Yeah, Maurice and Tamara. But, I mean, I love all of them. You know, I always
do. I do, too. But those were...
You know, who do you like? Which Carly do you like? And I'm like, I liked all of them. Now, Sarah...
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, Sarah's going to have a special place in my heart because she started Carly.
But
Tamara,
the reason I love Carly.
But they all play her a little different as well.
Do what?
a
they
tenor.
They all play her a little different
part.
As well. That's why I love all of them equally. Because they
See,
all
and, like,
play
a friend
her
of mine.
A little bit different.
Mhm. And a friend of mine, like, because we've discussed Carly, and she's like, each actress has played a different...
Yeah.
A different part of Carly's life.
Yep.
You know, where Sarah's Carly was more vulnerable, insecure, you know, Carly. Young Carly.
Just a badass.
Yeah, she was. I'm like, Sarah. And, like, I've always
said, Tamara was
like,
very
said,
emotional.
And, but she had me in tears. Like, Tamara was crying. My, it was over.
I literally can watch those scenes at the police station when AJ kidnapped the kids and with Faith and thought they were, you know, Michael was dead, and the scenes that her and Sonny had with a little Morgan after. I can still cry to this day instantly. Like,
yes. I was just actually talking about that. I just watched the Jason and Carly scene, and he goes, what can you do? And she goes, you can't do nothing. I'm falling, and you can't help me. And just the look on Jason's face was just like, what do I do? Because he's always been there to catch her, and there was no catching her. And that's what pretty much what he said. And I was like, oh, my baby, you know, I'm like, my girl, you know, I hated it. I was just like, you know, and talking about AJ kidnapping Michael and the crew, there was a few things that in the little story that he was telling Michael when he came back from the dead that he missed. Like the reason that Michael and Carly got out of the mansion or could get out of the mansion when she was married to AJ was because it was the warehouse that he set on fire to make Jason look bad. And, it was the... And I was like, and a friend of mine was like, I feel bad for AJ. I was like, how can you feel bad for the boy? He did it himself. To make Jason look bad so he couldn't get custody of Michael, he burned out the warehouse. He did it on his own. And then the other one was when everybody thought Carly was dead, it was AJ that put the body in there to get Michael. And he conveniently left those two out, you know. And that was another storyline that... I recently just watched on YouTube was her the death or Carly's death storyline, and I'm just like, oh my god, that's another powerful storyline. You know, everybody bringing their A game.
Well, honestly, I kind of have to take what I said back earlier a little tiny bit because I love all three of the main real Carlys to me, but I did not jump on the Jennifer.
No, I didn't either.
Maybe
I don't even kind
of. I don't
count
that
whole craziness. But
I don't count her. I think she played a good crazy Carly. She played a good crazy Carly.
Pretty much, that's the only thing they needed her for was the crazy looking breakdown version of Carly.
Because Tamara left so fast, and they're like, what are we doing, you know, and they're in the middle of the
storyline. I mean, I still remember it, like, perfectly. Like, I was such a Tamara Braun lover. Like, I still know what she was wearing when she left, what, like, her hairstyle, everything, because I cried my eyes out for days.
And so did.
Like, I still have a scrapbook of, like, all of, like, the magazine clippings and all of her, like, screen caps and all that, and for, like, last month on the show. Because I really, really loved Tamara Braun.
So did Laura take over during
she
the...
took over right when
and,
Carly went to get help from Lainey.
She was on the train wreck.
And
the
train wreck
was
on escape.
And she was on during
because,
the train wreck. Okay.
Yeah, because it was she was losing her mind, and Jason didn't have a mind. So when, you know, so it's like, oh, my God.
Alcazar went to visit her at the, like, mental health home where she was getting help from Lee, and she escaped through the window and ended up on the train, and that's when we met her as Laura Wright's Carly.
And then that's when they
had... Laura Wright is my favorite Carly, so...
And then they had Reese come on the show.
From Jennifer's Carly on.
Uh-huh.
With the whole who's the real Carly Roberts, Carly Vinson phenomenon.
They messed that storyline up so bad. I'm sorry, but they could have done so much better with that storyline.
Yeah.
Personally, my personal opinion, but whatever. I always have opinions. You might not like it, but I have opinions. So.
It's always good to have opinions.
Yep. Not a lot of people agree with me, but hey. Whatever.
You know, I mean, for me, I did love Sarah Brown, and I liked Tamara Bond, but Little White for me has brought it, and brought a new sense of press, and I love it. I love how, what she can do, how she can do it. You know, people might get pissed off with her. I never personally get pissed off with her. I said this, defender. I'm going to tell a lot of fan club again. I said this defender. I should be her lawyer because I could get her off on any little thing she did.
You and me and probably a lot of people
get
Carly off.
Yeah, I mean, could defend her.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
like I said, I would want Carly in my corner because when Carly loves, she loves hard.
Exactly.
So if she likes you, she loves you, she'll fight for you. And we've seen that over the years with Sunny, with Jason, with her boys. Oh, I can't say boys now because she has a girl. Oh. But, sorry, flashback to, 15 years. That kid's going to be so like her, and it's going to be scary. She fights. And, when she loves you, she fights hard, and she hates you. Well, sorry. there's been a lot of things.
And she'll do. Carly is one of those people that will do whatever she wants for her kids,
mm-hmm.
but not kind of like screw the consequences and kind of say,
yeah.
I'm going to do this
to
my kids no matter what.
I'm going to correct
that's
you on that one. She will do anything for her kids and Jason.
Yep.
It's always been her kids and Jason.
Yep.
And, screw the consequences.
Yeah. It's pretty much been like, well, I'm going to do whatever I want in order to protect my kids, and if it means this happens, so be it. I'm trying to protect my kids. I love my kids. This is what I'm going to do.
Yep. And either you're with her or you're about to get, you better hang on because Hurricane Carly's going to come at you 120 miles an hour.
Yes.
Or, you better hang on because you're about to get swooped into it.
There's either that or you're going to be in the middle of the street and there's going to be Alexis coming at you with a car instead.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but what I think I miss the most is, her not having Jason in her life. That makes me sad. I miss that
relief. Because not only did, he change her for the better, but she changed him too. And he said that to her many times. He's like, you're one of the people in my life that have, changed me or helped me change or whatever, he said, when she was going on her Brenda rant back in 2010 or 11. And because she goes, that makes me a hypocrite. And he goes, but that's different. I'm like, I love when he said that. I was like, oh, it's like that little small voice when she said it. I was like, oh.
Can I say one thing quickly?
Yeah.
In case you were wondering, the Carly account, that's me.
Okay, cool.
Which one?
And the Carly role-playing account is me.
Oh, okay. I'm
are
what
the Carly
for life, I think, 96.
Are the Carly C. Jackson is me.
Ow. Awesome.
Yep, so whoever...
I think I'm following... I think I'm following you, actually. I think I talk to you all the time.
Yes, you even agreed to watch my daughter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Aunt Celia is going to watch Jocelyn for you.
Yep.
Anytime. And somebody was going through the date, and I was like, you're like, I married Sonny three times. I was about to go, it's been four. Yeah,
yep.
You've been married Sonny four.
Yep. Oops.
Twice to Sarah is Carly, once to Tamara is Carly, and once to Laura is Carly. Yeah. I'm like, when it comes to Carly or Jason and Carly, I know all about it.
Carly and Jason were sort of married once, but I think that was under circumstances that were kind of like, we need to do this for the kids type thing.
Mm-hmm.
If Jason and Carly ever got married, I would love it. This, if they got this married for like a day.
Yes,
to save each other out of something one of them did, I would totally go for it.
I would. I mean, you know, I'm like, in my head, Jason and Carly are married, they're raising their kids together, it's okay, we're good. I like staying in my little world of Jason and Carly. I like staying in my little world. It's fun place.
Well, you know, in my little world, in my little crazy little head, you know, Jason and Liz all together, Jake's alive. This is just in my little head. But the kicker of all kicker, Liz and Carly are friends, and they don't hate each other. And they sometimes go over to their house for some wine. And I personally like to stay in that frame of mind that Carly and Liz could be friends, because if I think how much they don't like each other, that drives me crazy. So I like,
you know, and the whole Jocelyn Jake thing.
Yeah.
They could have made them friends. You know, and
yeah,
it's just like, you know, and I'm like, I was boo-hooing. I had ugly tears during that time too. Oh my God.
Okay. Well, you know, for me, I won't ever say that Vic's dead. I'm sorry.
I'm in denial.
Yeah, me too. I am. Oh God, that's so freak in this album. Go. Didn't this call me a slut the other day? Yes, that happened, but in my little head, they are friends. Okay, I don't like it when Liz and Carly fight. Okay, people, it pushes me into anxiety. I have to defend Carly, then the Liz hater attack me thinking I hate Liz. This is, you know, nothing but the truth. You know, I love Liz, but my Carly love overpowers any other love on the show. Sorry.
And that's the thing, you know, Carly has done shit, but she's admitted to it.
Yeah, I mean, she's done shit.
You know,
I mean,
she's like, I've done it. So what? She's
I've
like,
done
I've
it.
With my
I'm
mother's
do it
husband.
Again.
Yeah. You know, I fought with my mother's husband.
And she's pretty much like Owen. She's pretty much owned her. Yeah, wonder shit, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, see, I never get mad for the Carly does what Carly does. I never,
Carly,
you know,
Carly.
You know,
Carly,
I mean,
Carly
I
does
want.
What Carly does. That's pretty
Carly
much
Carly does what she wants and fuck everybody else.
Yep.
You know, and people
that's
think
Carly.
Okay, people think I joke, but that's me. That is me, and people think I joke about it or whatever. Ladies on radio can tell you I'm exactly like her. If someone pushes me, you know, or if someone does something, I don't sit back and say it's okay. I fight. And, you know, okay, if someone gets hurt in the process, yes, I'm sorry, but if you fuck with me, it doesn't go well for you, basically.
Like one of my guy friends have said, Carly's way of thinking is your way of thinking, Celia. I'm like, yep, that's me.
Yep.
That's my way of thinking.
Exactly.
I think the same way. I'm like, yep. Do I always agree with Carly? You know, and I'm one of those people. You know, I'm like, I don't always agree with Carly, but I'm always team Carly. Do I always agree with her? Not exactly. Insert the whole AJ Carly marriage in '99. Trust me, I was so against it. but I went along with it, and it was actually entertaining to watch. It was always fun to watch. I enjoy Carly when she goes off on people because it's always fun to watch. It's entertaining. Carly's very entertaining.
And she's a lot better with Sean, you know. And the other AJ, not so much.
I loved Carly and Sean. I was so mad they broke
I am glad. Okay, I'm so glad you called him because I was heartbroken. I was pissed. I was, you know, I'm sorry. Sean is better with Carly than, you know, Alexis makes Sean boring as hell. I don't know what it is, but I don't want, you know, I want my Carly and Sean back together.
I mean, honestly, I think the only reason they put them together is so they can both be in somewhat of a relationship because then, like, since there's so many people available in Carly's orbit and Sunny's orbit and AJ's orbit and Liz's orbit and everybody else, I think that's the only reason they forced them together is because that's all they had for them, right, at that time.
Yeah.
Wait. Are we talking? I don't think they both Carly and Sean pairing.
Sean and Alexis.
Sean and Alexis.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, and, you know, I don't buy it.
Just because there were so many other actors available for everybody else.
Carly was kind of in the relationship with Todd, you know, Donnie, whatever it was.
Yeah.
Like,
I will mind not doing Brianna Ross. I mean, when Carly got with Johnny, I'm like, okay, Carly, have fun with this. So I was all for it. I'm like, okay, have fun with this.
A lot of people didn't like Carly and Johnny, but I kind of did. I saw it, you know, back when Johnny first came to town, you know, and she hated Johnny.
Back to Alexis and Sean real quick. Did anybody else get grossed out at their Kelly love scene where after she was, like, making love to the sandwich she made her?
Yes.
Because that grossed me out.
Ew.
It was so awkward and weird.
My favorite pairing with Alexis had to be Ned.
I like that too.
Rick
was another one. But also, in my defense, I like Elizabeth and Rick. So I know you chained Carly to a wall, but I'm just like, I don't know. I'm weird. All my, you know, relationships are angsty and.
I still think Alexis and Sunny.
I
love the sex scene. I got bothered by it.
I liked Alexis and Sunny before they slept together because they were flirty and fun. And then, you know, it's just like, ew.
Our relationship is always screwed when friends end up sleeping together.
Yeah. Yeah, I know that. But I have a 6-year-old to, you know, vouch for you know, that one. But I got a 6-year-old, so we're okay.
But
so, yeah. So, anyway, I just wanted just to call and say thanks for taking my call. And
I hope you call back in.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fun. And I'll chat with you on Twitter.
Well, yes, of course you do.
I'll chat with you. You'll know who I am now.
Yeah. All right.
I'll always chat with Carly.
Yep.
Thanks for calling in.
Yep. Okay. Ciao, man. Bye.
So, I have a quick question. Who is your favorite Carly pairing? Because we know she's been with a lot of guys. Everybody knows mine, so.
Honestly, I have a problem with my
favorite Carly pairing. Favorite Carly pairing was Tamara Braun and Sunny.
Yeah.
Mhm.
But or right now, Carly with this AJ, you know.
Yes.
It's kind of.
And Sarah's AJ.
Kind of twisted.
I mean, Sarah's Carly and AJ, Sean's AJ was awesome too.
Yes.
They were hot.
It's kind of twisted, but kind of hot in a way too.
I've been calling the AJ Carly relationship since 97. I was like, they could have been the next Alan and Monica. I'm like, how many times has Alan and Monica tried to kill each other, cheated on each other? I'm like, they could have been like the next Alan and Monica.
Yep. So anyway, have a good night, everyone. And we'll
good night.
Good night.
Night.
My favorite, I really have to say, is of course, you know, when Lullaby came on, I think my favorite pairing with her of, I'm going to say either Carly with Donnie or Carly with Son, or when Carly and Sunny finally did it back in the limo scene, that made me like a happy girl. I would never adjust.
My least favorite, and I try to, you know, race it out of my memory, is Carly and Tony. Yeah, no. I was like, oof, so. I was like, ew. It was just one of those things, I was like, ew. And, you know, it's like, during that time, I'm like, I focus on Jason Carly, and I'm like, oh, God.
I used to actually ship Jason and Carly before I shipped.
Oh, no. I ship them. I ship. And, okay, Jason and Carly to me, and I explained this to people back then when Sarah was playing Carly, I ship them as a couple. And I love their friendship now, was their friendship before Jason died. But if they ever got back together, I would be a happy girl. But because they were so compatible with each other, I guess. You know, they understood each other and, you know, no questions asked. They were there for each other. They were soulmates. Thank you, Carly. And actually talking about Laura's Carly, I've been watching on YouTube, actually just before I called in, I've been watching 06, somebody on it's Carly Babe, Laura Wright fan, and she has from the time Laura came on until today, or this year, and I've been watching 06, and she was talking about, her and Jason were talking, and they were talking about Sunny. And he goes, I had to make it count. And I kind of agreed with that, and I've always agreed with that, because she lost Jason by sleeping with Sunny, so she had to make, you know, Sunny count for something. You know? And we don't discuss that night, so. Because, again, another time, if I could have physically thrown Carly out of that penthouse, I would have. You would have seen my hands. Go to my TV and push her ass out of that penthouse. I'm like, I knew what Sunny was doing. As soon as she showed up at that penthouse, I was like, holy crap, I know what's going to happen. I knew it was going to happen like that.
And people always wonder why I always blame Sunny more than Carly for that night. I'm like, Sunny had a lot to gain during that night. He always wanted Carly from the moment he showed back up in Port Charles. He wanted to break up Sunny, Carly and Jason. Carly's the one that found out about Hannah, so she was pissed at Carly about it. And Jason, in not so many words, told Sunny that he cared more than a friendship with Carly. And I'm just like, and they're like, and I'm like, yeah. So, yeah, I've always blamed Sunny for Carly. Not because I'm a Carly fan, but, and he knew what buttons to push and how far to push him for her to react. And, you know, I guess a lot of people forget. Hello?
Yeah, we are listening to you. It's feeling
okay. My phone's been acting up, so I'm like, did I lose that? Because it kind of got quiet.
Well,
so.
we have 5 minutes left in the show, but the next show,
you know, I'm just,
is Ladies on Radio, if you want to call into that. We have fun on that one, too.
We do.
Yeah, we do.
We do.
Yes, we do.
But, you know, like I said, you know, I'm like, you just happened on my favorite topic of Carly and all things Carly, so I can talk all night about Carly.
You know, that's why.
You and Carly should be.
That's why every week that I have a show, you are so, you are so welcome and call in because you and I agree on Carly, and not a lot of people agree on Carly.
Well, we agree on a lot of things, actually.
Well, I know we do, but it's nice. So I think you need to call in because, and I will stalk you on Twitter. I'm just telling you
okay,
right
yeah.
now, Cicely, I'm going to be stalking you on Twitter now, and I'm just a mean. I might annoy you, but since I found a Carly fan, it's nice, and you like Chelsea and Dylan and all that. It's nice.
Mhm.
It's very, very nice. And.
Mhm. I mean, and I was like, okay, so it took me getting on Twitter to find other Carly fans. That is so awesome. And not only Carly fans, but fans that are fans of Carly and Jason.
Exactly,
like,
because I loved, you know, I always said Jason and Carly have, like, the best friendship in daytime. I always said that.
Yeah.
They have one of the best friendships in daytime. I miss that.
Mm-hmm, I do. Talking about the other radio show, is it the same number or?
No.
Different number?
It's a different number. It's on a different website for radio shows. It's called TalkShoe.com.
Uh-huh.
And if you can get the link on my Twitter, which is
on my Twitter too.
Okay,
yeah.
Somebody just paint it, and I'll get it.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
you can go to
the
website and get the call in info.
Yeah, and remember, you guys, we won't be here next week because we all take. Oh, by the way, Chelsea, guess who's on Twitter by now? Lola White.
Who?
Lola White.
I know.
And
she always pops up.
Yeah. So, have a great weekend. And if you go over to Ladies on Radio, and I retweeted a bunch of her links, you can see on my page. So, have a good weekend, you guys. Remember, Soap 411 is on Sunday nights at 7 p.m. Pacific. 11 Central, and have a great weekend.
Okay, I'll probably talk to you guys on another radio show.
Okay, cool.
Cool.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Yeah.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye. Bye.